As longtime listeners are no doubt tediously aware, I spent arguably the best years of my life in a Christian fundamentalist cult, and for most of that time, I was a true believer. I rigorously followed the cult's tenets, and I worked tirelessly to convert others to its sorry theology. But during my last few years of membership, I existed in an excruciating limbo. I was convinced that my former belief system was a crock of crap, but I remained a nominal member of the church. In short, I had a decision to make. On the one hand, I could retain my family and half a lifetime's worth of friends by continuing as a putative cult member. True, I would be living a lie. But in retrospect, I am convinced that many of my brethren had made exactly this choice. On the other hand, I could sever my ties with what I now recognized as a vicious cult. This might strike you as an easy decision, but there were complications. Since this cult practices a severe form of excommunication, opting out of false worship meant that I would also be opting out of community. It probably also meant the end of my marriage, and to be honest with you, I dearly loved the wife of my youth. Here is why I dithered for so long. Disillusioned as I was with a particular religious truth, I wondered if it was such a great idea to risk, really, my entire life on a concept so nebulous as absolute truth. I wondered if there might be an upside to hypocrisy. It seems a little presumptuous to say that I passed through what St. John of the Cross called the dark night of the soul. Let us say instead that I passed through a cloudy afternoon of the soul. But I did pass through it. I did renounce my vows, and I chose truth with a capital T. And things turned out much as I expected. My friends dumped me like a carton of sour milk, my marriage ended, and my children were taught to fear me. For several months, life sucked. And then, life got better. New friends, new opportunities, a surge of creativity, and above all, a sense of joy and freedom that remains with me always. In a very meaningful sense, I was born again. Again. So now I become that tiresome creature, a person with advice. For I am certain that a percentage of you, my listeners, like a percentage of all humans, are living a lie. You're in a loveless relationship, a bad religion, a thankless job, or are existing in some other hell of hypocrisy. And I am here to tell you, choose truth, your truth. I won't promise you an easy time of it, for I know from bitter experience that it may, in fact, be painful. You could even die. But the fact is, when your life is a lie, you are already mostly dead, and you may as well start acting like it. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.